Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know.
All right, Dave Plyer back with you here on 720 WGN. So one of Chicago's most beloved traditions kicked off the holiday season on State Street last weekend, and that's the 113th Great Tree Unveiling in the Walnut Room at Macy's. Now, it's a bit different this year, as you can visit the tree, take some cherished photos, and order your pot pie to go. And joining us live to talk about the reimagined holiday happenings at Macy's on State Street is Andrea Schwartz. She's the VP of Media Relations. Andrea, different year, but I'm glad you're doing what you're doing.
Well, Dave, happy holidays from
happy
Macy's.
Happy holidays.
it is that time of year, and nothing is going to stop us. We've really needed to reimagine what our holiday looks like. And starting with the most iconic of all, the great tree in our Walnut Room, we did light it, and it is available for viewing. We even welcome our customers to go into the Walnut Room right now, as dining is not prohibited indoors at this time. However, not only can they walk around the tree, take a picture, but you can also order takeout. And it's the first time in the history of the Walnut Room mm-hmm. that we have a takeout menu.
Well, I have to say, you know, the event, and you did it very well. It was, you know, it's usually attended by hundreds because it's people in the restaurant. It's a ton of media. It's a ton of Macy's, you know, executives and employees. It's obviously customers outside the room on other floors. And I mean, it was a very, very, I felt very honored to be there. So thanks for inviting me. But, you know, to not have at least a little bit of normal since the store is open and being able to have access to the tree. We were talking about the fact that a lot of people, because you're eating around the tree, you don't have that access to take a picture with the family in front of it. You know, this provides a different right. opportunity this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we started, you know, even with our tree lighting this year, it was private, media only, with our Make-A-Wish kids, who were our celebrities.
Adorable,
they
as always.
Truly
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
And they had the magic to light the tree as we did begin our Believe campaign kickoff again of writing your letter to Santa, bringing it in store to a box, or we're writing it online at Macy's.com. We give $1 for every letter we receive to Make-A-Wish. So that's, we had a lovely young lady and her sister there to do that. But, you know, what's so exciting for us is that we are still able to deliver the great tree. You know, it's been around for 113 years. So, you know, nothing's going to stop us on that. But, you know, we have had to shift and pivot a little bit with no indoor dining at this time. But our fabulous chefs and foods division implemented for the first time in Macy's history the Walnut Room having takeout. So we all we need is for folks to either dial in at a local number, 312-781-3139, or go to our website, macysrestaurants.com, and they will have all the information there, the menus. We feature our chicken pot pie, the cider glazed turkey dinner, and meatloaf, and with all the accoutrements.
Yeah,
so it
yeah.
really is like the Walnut Room is home, is at home with you.
Yeah, and you can get your holiday mugs and everything from there. And there's also there's also mugs from the Walnut Room and all kinds of other things. But this family-style takeout, it generously serves 4 to 6 people. And as you said, the meal options are great. So having a little, you know, even if you can get there to walk around the tree and pick up something mm-hmm. to go or just have it sent to the house, it's just a piece of what we're trying to do to bring a little Christmas and tradition and the holidays into people's lives. And as you said, customers can order in advance by going to the website and also by calling 312-781-3139. Now, the pot pie that you were referring to, and I got one to take home, and you know, it kind of fed three of us. I'm going to tell you right now the big one, but I'm just saying it's very generous.
That was an individual.
That was an individual. I know. Well, it was for lunch, so maybe it wouldn't have worked for dinner, but it was a light lunch. But, you know, that has so much history itself in the Walnut Room. Yeah, tell us that story.
It does. Well, Mrs. Herring in 1890 was found out by Marshall Field that she was hosting customers in the stock room, and she was feeding them chicken pot pie, bringing in a 9x13 casserole dish, and Field was very surprised that customers were off the selling floor and in the back room, and she said, you know, quite honestly, Mr. Field, my customers leave for lunch,
right,
and since they have to go home for lunch, I'll miss the sale, so I keep them here, I serve them lunch, and then they buy their hats from me. And so, well, of course, such great, you know, thought to it. Marshall Field decided to put the first restaurant in a retail location.
Yeah.
So it's never gone away. It started with Mrs. Herring, and we are still serving that chicken pot pie today. And it is absolutely delicious.
Well, and the Walnut Room is so iconic. I mean, you know, there's history on the wood that's in there that was imported from Russia and Austrian chandeliers. You know, it's been a tradition just to look up. And you just redid the wood a few years back in there. So it just looks and feels so good. Yeah.
You are our best archivist historian of that Walnut Room.
I'm just a dork. Just a dork.
I tell you, you've got it.
No, but I mean, it's just steeped in tradition. Like I remember, like so many other listeners listening right now, going in the 70s when I was a kid with my grandparents on a Friday night. And I remember and the store at the time, I don't believe on the bottom levels was necessarily connected. You kind of had to walk outside in the middle of the building to get to the other side. And I remember getting one of my first, this is going to sound crazy, but I remember during that visit to the Walnut Room, getting buying my first vinyl record in Marshall Field's record department.
There was a little bit of everything.
Right? Yeah, back then. Yeah, there was absolutely
no doubt everything was there.
Yeah.
Yes.
What about the windows
now,
this year?
Now we have a lot of great luxury gifts, to gifts even under $100, $50, $25, even $5. It's really important, the thoughtfulness of the gift. We feel this year is more important than anything.
Absolutely.
So, we definitely have a wonderful assortment.
What about the windows at Macy's? That has a large history itself, over five decades.
Right. So the windows, you know, have been some of the first animated ever. Mm-hmm. And this year, our windows will be a thank you. And that's a thank you to our those on the front lines, and our community, who is holding tight and working really hard to get through the pandemic. And so you'll see a letter to the city. You'll see some really cute elves and the whole idea of give, love, and believe. That is our true theme for this year. And it's reflected on our tree, reflected in the windows, and in our stores.
That's great. That's terrific. And again, the only way to contact Santa, because we've had some questions come in about that, is by writing that letter and dropping it off or doing it online. Because obviously with the pandemic, and we'll look back at this as just such an unusual year, but with that, you know, you can't be visiting Santa because, you know, we don't want to get him sick so he can deliver his presents.
That's right.
Am I right? Yeah.
So, well, the good thing is yes, you can contact him that way, but starting right after Thanksgiving, Santa will be virtual. So we will direct people to Macy's.com/Santa, and you will be able to get a great, he'll be reading stories. He will be visiting with kids. So tune in some more on that for after Black Friday.
Very cool. And then for more on holiday hours, because you can still obviously shop at Macy's mm-hmm. on State Street, you can find that online at visitmacyschicago.com. Always a pleasure. A little different this year, but I'm glad that you're bringing some of that tradition back to everybody during a really unusual time. And again, to be able to visit the tree, take pictures, and order some walnut room to go. It can't get any better than that right now.
Right. It's the best we can do.
That's
and
it, right.
We are so happy to be here to do that.
Andrea Schwartz, thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy holidays, Dave.
Happy holidays to you as well.